conditions. Two or three, Turret and Queen of Tarts, and then Thought of That and Rebel Racer. But Lord Balzeron, 150 metres to go, three or four lengths in front, and the former Kiwi is going to lap this up and bolt in. Queen of Tarts second, Turret and third.
Plenty of excited Kiwis on their social media accounts yesterday with that win, and I'm sure Francis Finnegan was pretty excited with the performance in a landmark day for Will Price, his first Saturday winner. And Francis joins us this morning. Good morning, Francis.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good performance there yesterday. Now, I've called him Lord Boozeron. Matty Hill, who generally gets it right, called him Lord Bowseron. What should we be calling him?
Yeah, no, you're on the money. We were excited with the win, so I didn't think anyone minded what he called him.
What were your expectations going into yesterday?
Look, he was fit, and Sam, sister, and dad are more than competent. So when they said he was ready for 10 furlong, I wasn't worried so much. But I thought he'd need the run. He arrived and he took a few days to settle in and things, and we only got doing the one bit of work with him. So I did think he'd need the run yesterday. I wouldn't have been surprised to see him run well. He's such a hardy, honest, genuine horse. But, I was surprised by the margin he put on them.
Take us through that connection between your family and the Bambury family who raced the horse in New Zealand.
Well, obviously, we first come together in probably 13, 14 years ago, I suppose. They've had this horse since Tony bought him as a yearling, and Samantha's sister Chrissy has been training him, and I think he actually won his 2-year-old debut just on a year ago, when Samantha's parents were over here. But he's become a very genuine little horse, and he's very honest, and I thought yesterday was a good field, and I thought the mile and a half and a fortnight would suit him after, because he hasn't ran since March. So, he's a real athlete.
And Samantha, that you referenced there, is your wife that you plucked from the Bambury herd?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure Tony had his doubts, but that's correct. So they've sent me a horse now too, so I must be doing something right.
What was the feedback you got yesterday from Will Price? Because on face value, it was a dominant victory, admittedly rain-affected ground, but there was a bit of a spruik on one or two going into that race, and he won in impressive fashion. What was the feedback from Will?
Yeah, I think they almost pigeonholed the Kiwi horses as wet track horses. This horse actually won on good ground too. He handles the conditions, but he sort of gets free rolling on any sort of a surface. And I actually booked Will for the horse about a month ago before he was ticked off to ride on Saturdays, or before the horse had flown in, because he's only a little horse, and the kid's obviously, he's obviously very good. And getting 3 kilo on that ground means a hell of a lot. And he just said he couldn't believe how much the horse kept running for him. Even through the line, he said he had a job pulling him up. So, I'm looking forward to running him again in a fortnight.
Late season 3-year-old who'd been building a reasonable record in New Zealand. What's the objective in getting him here to Australia?
Oh, well, you see, we were a bit disappointed, because back in March when he won two of his last three, he was going to get on a plane then and come over for South Australia and perhaps Queensland, and there was going to be a lovely group of targets for him. And then this bloody virus put a sort of a hold on everything, and he's ended up waiting. So he only had the last 2 3-year-old races of the season left in Victoria then. Look, I'm sure he'll measure up. The Kiwi horses normally get better as they get older, and he's had a great grounding. He's from a real good late maturing family as well. I think the dam's a half-sister to a real good horse in Titch. And look, I'm sure he'll make up for lost time later on, but it was disappointing to lose the back end of his 3-year-old season with him.
Winner out to 2,200 metres at this stage, and he was fresh at 2,000 metres yesterday. What's the aim high for him?
Oh, look, we'll just run again a fortnight and see. And then if he makes another step up and he's handling Australia, that he may stay on for maybe, you know, one or two of the races going into spring, the lower grade handicaps over ground and something like that. But he could just as quickly get back on a plane and go back to New Zealand and get some grass into him and get ready again this time next year. I'm not really too sure yet. We'll just we'll get through a fortnight and then see what we do with him.
Few people were giving No Frontiers a chance yesterday. You weren't able to secure a run, the Ballarat meeting at the Valley today. Where do we see No Frontiers pop up? I see you got a couple of nominations in for Cranbourne on Wednesday. What are you expecting when you get out of the races?
Yeah, no, look, I love the filly. Sort of threw the ties out of the cot during the week. We worked Tuesday morning and Caroline Heffel rode her and thought she'd be impossible to beat wherever she went. But we had a little bit of a problem with a foot and it held us up. We had a scratch, so I went to Moa yesterday. But we'll just see where we get her back. You know, we no set plan. She's probably unlikely to run during the week. She's probably a week or 10 days away now.
Oh, hopefully you do get her right. Obviously, when we see her in the form guide and she's running, we know she's over that little setback, and certainly looking forward to seeing Lord Boozer online in a couple of weeks' time. Well done yesterday, Francis.
Thank you very much.